The former US Congressman Anthony Weiner is heading to jail after pleading guilty to sending salacious texts to a 15-year-old girl. Weiner's penchant for sexting derailed his own political career, and the investigation also played a role in last year's US presidential campaign, as Samantha Donovan reports.
Anthony Weiner wept as his sentence was handed down in the district court in New York. Judge Denise Coate told him that in sending inappropriate text messages to a 15-year-old girl, he'd committed a serious crime that deserved serious punishment. Weiner had told the judge he'd been a very sick man for a very long time. He's to serve 21 months in a federal jail. His friend Thomas Duane spoke after the sentencing.
He was given a very serious sentence, almost the most serious sentence that could be given, but I'll be there to help with rehabilitation as I would be for anyone who's a friend of mine who suffers from this very, very serious disease and misunderstood disease. With professional help, there is a better chance of people not reoffending, and I hope that and I believe that Anthony can be a spokesperson for that when he is finished with the time that he serves.
John Barron is the ABC's US politics analyst. He says Weiner's jail time is a major fall from grace for a one-time rising star of the Democratic Party.
Elected to Congress in 1998, he was an incredibly high-energy, very feisty member of the House of Representatives. He was known for giving very combative speeches and being a real darling of the media, always courting the attention of particularly the TV cameras, always ready with a pithy grab or a jibe about his opponents.
But he began to hit the headlines for all the wrong reasons, didn't he? What happened?
Just a year after his marriage to Huma Abedin, and he was caught texting from his Twitter account, sending out a picture of his own underwear while he was wearing them. So it all unraveled from there. He was forced to ultimately, after denying that it was him, he said that his account had been hacked. But within a few weeks, he admitted that it was him and that he was receiving treatment for his addiction to sexual texting and tweeting. But he resigned from Congress, and many of us thought that would be the end of Anthony Weiner. But then remarkably, 2 years later, he decided to make a political comeback, running for the Democratic nomination to become the mayor of New York City. And for a time, he was the front runner in that race. He looked as though there really would be a second act for Anthony Weiner. But then during the height of that campaign, somebody came forward and said, he's been sexting me, and it all went horribly wrong again for the second time.
Weiner was married to the Hillary Clinton aide Huma Abedin. This latest scandal is widely thought by Democrats to have played a role in last year's election campaign. Was it significant, do you think?
It was during the 2016 campaign, just 9 days before the November election last year, that the FBI announced that in a search of Anthony Weiner's laptop computer, they'd been investigating yet another alleged scandal, the one which he's now been sent to jail for involving a 15-year-old girl. They're investigating that by looking at his laptop computer. They found emails between Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton. That was the reason why the then FBI Director James Comey announced 9 days out from the election he was reopening the inquiry into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server as Secretary of State. And it was that announcement by James Comey, based on Anthony Weiner's computer, that Hillary Clinton and many others believe cost her the election. So, in a funny kind of a way, we owe Donald Trump's presidency to Anthony Weiner's sexting habit.
That's the ABC's John Barron speaking to Samantha Donovan.